Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the last day of November. Tomorrow is December 1st. We, for the most part, survived the rainstorm. I guess we're going to get one next week, but I won't be here on that Thursday, so I'm going to miss it. But the Wednesday, I'll be here for it, for some of it, so it'll be okay. I love when it rains, and it would rain, and then some sunshine, and you'd get to run out and go run your errands and come back, and then, but just pour rain again. It was a crazy day, but it was nice to have rain, so we really enjoyed that. Today, we have Questions Friday, and I did a post about Love's Job Is, and someone, Christopher Cedre, said to me, love has a job? Love is nothing, basically. Love is not here nor there. Like, how does love have a job? Well, one thing that I learned when I saw Christ, because when I saw him, there was a lot going on with him. I mean, it was just like, you know, anything else when it's new. You're learning a lot in a very short time. And I realized when I went back home with him and I saw the colors and I saw where we go and I saw all of that. And I, at the time, wasn't sure if I was dreaming or it was real or what happened. But I got to see a lot of the stuff that we have, that has been written in different religious books and all of this. And I did not know that because I'd never read any due to my background and being in a country that at that time didn't have any outlets for you to learn anything. So I did not know what I didn't know. I was just like this, I want to say, kind of a fresh mind to this, these thoughts. So when I went, I saw these colors, and the colors were, you know how they say everything's a vibration? I guess they were vibrating, but the way I thought of it at the time was that they were breathing. The colors were breathing, and it was like this intense red and this intense green and this intense blue, and all I remember seeing was either white or the primary colors, and I guess that's why they're the primary colors, and it was amazing how everything was moving. Well, that's true for our emotions too. There's the way I thought of it after I saw that was, imagine there's this long bar graph and it's just flat and it goes for about 3 feet. And on the bottom, every single emotion is listed, you know, like fear, doubt, worry, anger, control, guilt, happiness, love, calmness, whatever it is, it's all the way, they're all listed here. Every single person possesses their own formula of how they deal with the emotions that they have. Some of us deal really well with anger. Some of us don't. Some of us deal really well with happiness. Some of us don't. So we all have a different bar graph, if you could think of it just that way for a minute. But the most important part of it was that every single emotion or feeling or energy has a job. When you feel stressed, there's something that stress needs to teach us. And basically, it's to know how to manage stress. If, you know, you're always feeling anger, there's something that anger has to teach you, and that is the lack of resolution. That's why when we see people who are angry, We're almost like we want to run away from them because we understand the job of anger and we don't want to be a target. Deep inside, that's where our instinct is. When we feel pain, people want to run to you and help you because they understand that pain has a job. It brings us together. It helps us help someone. It helps the person understand that there is help and there's ways to solve and there's ways to get out of pain. And, you know, every single emotion has a job. Love is like the end all job. There isn't an energy stronger than love. it is the only energy that travels. Everything, every other energy that exists stays on Earth. And when you leave, well, before they die, if you have a chance to talk to them, they're calm. If they knew they were going to die, they're not scared. They end up empowering you rather than giving you greater fear that you will lose your life. Most people who've spent time with people who've passed are very calm about passing themselves because they understand that when people leave, they're actually not scared because they fall into love. They figure, well, here I am. I've done what I can. I've done my best, even though it didn't work out the way I may have thought it would. But there's a contentment, a resolution. There's a way of, in the back of their mind, everything coming forward and them being okay with it. There's a calm. And once they feel that, once in a while they'll hold out and not die until somebody they know wants to come and see them sees them. And then there's others that they know might not be able to handle it, and they wait till that person leaves the room and then they die. Every emotion has a job, has a lesson, has a way of teaching us. And if we touch or tap into love enough, we simply just understand it more. Love is not desperate. Love is not controlling. It is not demanding. We put that on love. Well, if you love me, you'd marry me. Well, if you love me, you'd buy me this. Well, if you love me, you know, you wouldn't talk to me that way. They love you. It's how well they understand love, because that's all they can give you is what they think it is. That's one of the biggest surprises about love, because people think that, wow, I'm in love. I want to jump from the rooftops. I want to do this. I want to do that. But when you really tap into love, you're actually way more content, imagine, or feel. And if you are not, it is not love. There's a sense of desperation there. It may start out with you believing it's love, but you may not have known the person long enough. But once you get to know them, if you're feeling strengthened and your calm grows, then you know somewhere you can stay. If your feelings get discombobulated, if you start getting attacked for what you love, you start getting attacked for who you are, then what happens is you start to detach. And that detachment has something to teach you. It teaches you, like, wait a minute, you might want to think about what you think love is. Let's understand love a little bit more. Why don't you feel good to feel like it's putting you on a ledge and you don't feel protected or you don't feel safe? Why do you feel a little isolated or like you can't talk about certain things? Why do you do that? Why are you here? And then you start asking yourself, oh, wait a minute, why am I here? Well, I love this person. Okay, why else are you here? I don't know. I enjoy when we go for walks together. I like when he holds my hand. Oh, great. What else do you feel when you're here? Well, when we're together, I always feel rested, but when I'm gone away from this person, I get all twisted in a knot because I start to realize a lot of what this person told me isn't true, and my brain can't reconcile it before I sleep. Oh, okay, so something's wrong. Yeah, I think something's wrong. And then love says, well, you can do a couple of things. You can, you know, have a talk with that person about it, or you can maybe sleep on it and see how you feel. You might be able to give it time and see if there's a few more examples so that you can support the feelings that you're feeling. And you start having this, I want to say, very loving conversation with your soul on how to solve. When love isn't present and anger's present, those are going to be big fights for all those little discrepancies. If the person is a little fearful of confrontation, then that person's going to hold all that in and it's all going to blow up in one shot. And so there's different ways we each deal with emotions, but each emotion has a job to teach your soul. And our soul has to coordinate with what we feel in our hearts and what we feel in our minds. And it's like this three-party system that when it coordinates, you can start to understand love. When one of the three is out of balance, like your gut feeling, I now over time have associated my heart with a gut feeling because my heart always knew the truth. My mind may not have wanted to know it. And my soul said, try it. You have a lesson to learn. So all this is going on. And that's when we say, I found myself in the wrong place. You were not in the wrong place. You were in the right place because that is the lesson you needed to learn. And it had a job to do. But as we refine and as we grow in the lessons of our lives through the people we meet, through the people in our family, through the people we work with, it's never about where we work, where we live, who our family is. It's about family work, all the different parts of our life and how they coordinate. So the greater you're able to coordinate what's inside of you, that is your basis, your foundation, your box of tools to deal with what coordinates outside of you. Direct reflection of what's inside our bodies, our minds, our souls. So when you're around someone and they're extremely messy emotionally, as you get older, you start saying, whoops, hey, I've seen that before. And the decision is, do I consciously want to walk into that situation or not? Do I want to participate or not? Because love's job is to teach us to discern and to ask the right questions at the moment for the best we know of ourselves and to coordinate what's in our deepest gut feeling. Soul knows we need to learn, and what our mind sometimes, that's where the trap is. It's in the mind. Because the others can coordinate pretty easily, but it's when you want to present whatever you know inside your gut, when you know inside your heart to the world, we start to get convoluted in how we want to present ourselves. I don't want people to know that. Oh, you know, if anyone knew this, I would just die. Da, da, da. You know, we go on and on and on. So it's kind of interesting to me when someone says, I don't know who I am. And all I think is, oh, they're just not coordinated inside. They're not talking to each other. They're different parts. And teaching self-love is to teach each other through each other. Sometimes elements of safety enough for us to learn and understand love better. Because love's job is to build our awareness, build our understanding. Because the more we understand each other, or the more we understand ourselves, I mean, then we can understand each other. And when we can understand each other, we start to become part of the picture of life. We feel it. When we work together, we're exhilarated. I know somebody who, remember when Trump got elected and everybody was doing all the walkouts and then the big demonstrations. And I have a friend, a very good friend, and she happened to be in Hawaii the day of that, where everybody went out to the streets. And she is, she's a lawyer, and she's a trial attorney, and she works with, you know, really heinous crimes. And so she has a view of people in life as like, oh my God, you would not believe what people are capable of doing. Finality, who's been in a courtroom and seen that over and over and over again. And I've worked with her on some cases, and I was like, holy cow, if I had to do that every day, my view of life would be really, really, you know, skeptical, because she's seeing people who, of course, are going to look like people. What do they look like? But what they were capable of doing is it breaks all lines of consciousness. Like, how could you cross? But they've crossed. And she happened to be in Hawaii. And when she went out on that demonstration, she said that was the most exhilarating feeling she had ever had in her lifetime. And I knew when she said that, that once she connected with other energy fields and a different range of emotions of people who have a certain subset of emotions that are alike, she was able to feel new feelings, which exhilarated her. And it gave her hope and made her realize, well, my job is a very small part of the population, but we hear about it a lot because it's so crazy that for the most part, people can't break those boundaries and cross those lines. And it's horrific to hear about what happens to us when we are not in control of our conscious mind. So it was a different paradigm, but here on Earth. So when people say our reality is going to change, all you have to do is go travel somewhere or visit a different town. It has its own finality because of the energy of the people there. You go to a country, it has its own, it's a completely different reality. They may be way behind us. They may be way ahead of us in terms of what they do and what they think, but their bar of emotions focus on different things. And the more you focus on anything, the job it has to do for our lifetimes, what it has to teach us, gets to be focused on greater. And so that's what we're seeing. So I hope that answered your question, Christopher. It's a great question. Because now it's like, well, that has a job because we think of a job as, you know, an end all. But no, it has a job because through love, it is the only energy we will follow without question. When we feel it, when we see it, it makes us cry. Tears of happiness, sometimes tears of sadness. But love is so powerful that the more we tap into it, the less we feel we know. And the greater our understanding is of life. And now we're open because we feel we don't know everything. We are open to listening to other people speak. We're fascinated by how other people have taken on the twist of life. It's amazing how, I know it's a word called love. It's a word that we gave to that emotion. But that emotion, if we don't follow it, we feel far away and isolated. And if we follow it, we feel inside our own world and connected. Job is connection. It's job is understanding. It's job is awareness. And it heightens those parts in us. People say, oh, we're the light, or we're a light worker, or we're a master or guru or anything, but really we're just trying to say, oh, this person is teaching us love. That's all it is. And I always beg people, you know, get to know the people that you listen to. Hear what their lives are, spreading a message of love in one way or another. All it means is they took the leap that maybe wasn't popular at some point in their life to trust love. And so that's what we want to learn from each other is, hey, how did you trust love? Well, how did you trust love? Well, how did you trust love? Because when we can share that, that's when we can all grow together. Nobody has a monopoly on wisdom. Nobody knows so much more than everybody else. We all have that emotional bar graph. It's just, what did we focus on? Some people focused on work and they're really good at what they do. and they have that to teach us. Some of us did. I always thought about the emotional rights of a human being. So it's not a mistake that by now I'm talking about it, but it's because I understand somewhere in me, I understood because my personal rights were not mine. As a child, I knew my map was already written, and I fought against that because I'm like, who has the right to tell me who to be before I even know who I am? And yet I was put in that box, and I had to live by the rules of that box, and I knew I wasn't going to make it. If I didn't make it, that meant everybody I knew was never going to talk to me again because now I would be bad for wanting my own life. And in some areas, hurt physically by not my family, but the community that we were a part of because there were a lot of people who wanted to control their own women and did not want to allow me to be a person, because if they allowed me to be a person, then they can't stop their own tribe. So this has become my life's work. And whatever I can share, I will share. However I can share it, I can share it. But it is a labor, the understanding of love that drives me. And in any way I can say it, and I might have to say it 1,000 different ways because not everybody understands the same language or the same experiences. There's people very close to me that I may have said something 1,000,000 times, maybe not 1,000,000, but a lot of times. And they may say to me, oh my God, I've heard you say that forever. And I just got it. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Because Christ told me, say what you need to say. 10 minutes or 10 years, that is none of your business. And I'm good. And I'm good. And when people read Origins of Truth, it becomes theirs. It is not mine. I just put it out there because I listened to the part of me that loved. And whatever I had to do to get that book out there, I did. I didn't stop to think about, should I? I just went, bound away, because I, in my mind, did not have another choice. Because I was driven just by that love. Love's job was working. And I knew it would work. I just didn't know how. But I knew it would. And the best answers do not come easy. So I went back in and even talked more about that question. But thank you for it. And I have another question, and it's from Paul Clark. And it was the other day when I did the show on relationships. And I put, love is tricky, and when we find out after we are in relationships, all the ways in which love feels. These topics are so essential in the finer points of our minds and how we think things should be or desire them to be. And Paul Clark said, good morning. Hypothetical question from today's show that caught my attention. Is our relationship a forum for you to be rebellious? Paraphrasing. That's a very interesting clarification. I've had situations and friendships and coworkers where I know people were made at or felt slighted by, mad at or felt slighted by someone else that they didn't have the stuff to confront, so they just started acting out against me. It's frustrating and maddening to have, in no uncertain terms, take their anger to the person that gave it to them, obviously outside of the relationship model, but still. And then I put, just knowing that doesn't allow you to take it personally, thank God. And then I said, I'll answer that tomorrow. And when that's the displaced anger, when somebody can't confront the person that made them angry, so they give it to the person they think will still care about them, even if they dump it on them. It's very warm and loving when someone comes at you with anger like that to just say, now that we are aware of saying this, is that directed at me or are you mad at someone else? Because I can definitely feel that you are not feeling good. But what you just said to me, I don't think that belongs to me. Exactly what you did. And it is frustrating and maddening. But if you just let them know, I don't think that belongs to me, then they can walk away and think about it. You don't need to solve the whole world. All they need is awareness, that step, to give them a thought that lets love, going back to that, do its job. Because that's not, you know, people think love is weak because you say that instead of fighting back and fighting for yourself and fighting, and you're like, you know, oh, now I showed them. What did you show them? Is really the question. But when you say, I don't think that belonged to me, I get angry. But that's not for me. If it is, I'll deal with it, but I don't think that's mine. Imagine, if someone said that to me, I would thank them. I'd be like, wow, you're right. Holy cow, how did I not see that? When you are in an argument, someone you love, with your kids, whoever may be in your path, talk about, instead of having the argument, can we wait till we both calm down? Because I think we're going to end up really hurting each other and it's going to be hard to recover. Then you stop to think about why you're angry instead of wanting to attack the other person. There are other ways to do what we've been doing. Somehow through movies, through media, through all those, you know, all those, you know, I show them type of situations or scenarios, we start to look at that as being the way to do things. Or when you break up, you have to hurt the other person. Well, how do you go from loving someone to hurting them terribly because you've outgrown each other, because that's really what happened. Otherwise, you'd still be together. It all goes back to awareness over and over and over again. The more aware you are of the job that emotions have, the more you know how to navigate in emotional situations. And we are all that smart. We all know better. And we all know when we do something out of anger that it was the anger that did that, not the true person inside of us, without all the other emotions slapped on top of each other and they just don't know how to organize themselves. So you guys have a great weekend. I will see you Monday morning. I love the questions Friday. Thank you for your questions and I'll see you then. Have a great week.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.